90.9 FM, WONY, Oneonta, New York. Red Dragon Radio, always streaming at wonyfm.org. And a good morning to you. It's 11:07. I'm not a little late, but that's okay. It's old school vinyl with the old professor here until noon. In our last set, we heard four songs, and all these albums were for sale in the brand new record shop, FSA operated, here at SUNY Oneonta. It was in the basement of Schumacher Hall. We heard from Chicago, from number 8, Never Been in Love Before. Steely Dan gave us Black Friday. We heard Aerosmith with Toys in the Attic. And the Doobie Brothers from the Stampede album. We heard Sweet Maxine. $3.58 you could buy any of those four albums at the new record shop here at SUNY Oneonta. How about that? I'll take a look at some news, some Wony Weekly update things going on here. I got an opportunity for you to hear about and talk with a SUNY Oneonta recent alumni. A networking opportunity, in other words. On Thursday, 6, in the Fine Arts Room of 321, Bertram Knight was in the class of 2019. And Bertram graduated with a degree in communication studies, now works as a photographer and director. His major clients include Reebok, Under Armour, Puma, Body Armor, and Soho House. How about that? Bertram will tell about his journey from Oneonta down to New York City and Los Angeles, as well as sharing some of his work on the screen with some tangible prints. That's this Thursday. Hey, the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum President Josh Rawlich will speak at 7 p.m. Tuesday, October 16th, over at Hartwick College. It's at the Meredith Sport Management Speaker Series in the Anderson Center. And it's free. You're invited to come listen, even as a SUNY Oneonta student. I'll trudge over there to Hartwick College. Hey, a good scary movie would make a good Friday night out. Come to Red Dragon Theater at 8 Friday for a showing of Ed Wood's Bride of the Monster from 1955, starring Bela Lugosi and Tor Johnson. It's about a mad doctor who attempts to create atomic Superman. Yeah. And if you haven't been to the Oneonta History Center downtown, you got to go check out a display. It's called Schools of Rock. Music at Oneonta's colleges in the age of Woodstock. Find out who some of the up-and-comers were who played on our campuses here. History Center is open Tuesdays through Fridays, today noon to 4, Saturdays 10 to 4, now through November. In fact, in just a few minutes, we're going to play some of those up-and-comers who was playing here. On the thing, we'll check our forecast. Hey, 12 News Binghamton's meteorology team says we're looking for good days ahead. We'll have mostly sunny skies today with a high around 75. Low tonight about 40. It'll be sunny but cooler the next few days. With mid to upper 60s by day. Lows near 40 each night. And weekend days look sunny. Highs in the 70s. So we've got some bands played coming to our college campuses in the past. That's the theme of the week, as always. And we'll also look at campus and local history in 2000 a little later in the hour. But let's get back to our old school vinyl now. It's the Prof. 90.9. W-O-N-Y. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
unspoken. Easily you love to leave your heart unbroken. You've opened up 100 eyes and given them a point of view.
W O N Y with old school vinyl. The old professor. That would be me. Glad to have you along here. 27 after 11 now. And in this past set, we heard Kenny Loggins. Love Has Come of Age. Hard Times by Bob Skaggs. The Cars did Bye Bye Love. And Led Zeppelin started us out with Dancing Days on old school vinyl, where we mix up the album cuts and some hits here and there. Mix it in with other news and things going on. Well, like, in an environmental and economic forces show us the benefits of reducing waste. The Otsego Reuse Center focuses on the reuse of building materials, furniture, housewares, decor, kitchen appliances, and even vinyl records. Yeah, they got them. The Reuse Center, which is a project of ARC Otsego, provides affordable, gently used materials to the general public while keeping materials out of the waste stream. You can donate items for reuse to benefit ARC Otsego. And we offer an enjoyable shopping experience for customers. The Reuse Center is at 23 Duane Street in Oneonta's 6th Ward. So think of them. Start thinking now at the end of the next semester when you prepare to leave for summer break. They'll take your stuff for you. You find out more by visiting arcotsego.org, arcotsego.org. And that is a public service message. 90.9 WONY. A little bit earlier, top of the hour theme, I suggested that, we're going to see who are some of the bands that played here in Oneonta, up-and-comers, famous ones, over the years. We'll devote a whole set to them now. Who came here? Way back when? It's Old School Vinyl. The Old Professor, 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.
Like this, warmed by a stolen kiss, for I was lonely, and she was lonely. Ride, come on, baby, ride. Let me make your dreams come. Make it warm for you. don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions. Yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right. 'Cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
your name.
Weather brown, gallant stains upon the cloud. Love you.
90.9 WONY. It's old school vinyl. The old professor, the prof. With you for just a few more minutes. 11:46. We have the jukebox journey coming up at noon with Johnny G. So, this last set. All these bands you heard played here in Oneonta. Kenny Rogers was here in 1969. You heard Reuben James. Before that, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They were here also in 1969. And Lucretia McEvoy, Bad Thing. And the King of Nothing, Seals and Cross. They were here 1971. Starting us out, a twin spin of Neil Diamond. He was here in Oneonta in 1968. We heard Cracklin' Rosie and Longfellow Serenade. So that's who some of the bands that were playing here in Oneonta. Yeah, this time of the hour, we'll take a quick look back at some of the things that were going on here at SUNY Oneonta. Students here were still dialing out for internet access here. Can you believe it? It was slow, and you all got knocked off access. A slight improvement was made in this fall of 2000 with the introduction of ResNet in the dorms, where the rooms had two Ethernet ports to guarantee, quote-unquote, access, internet access. A Water Street bar called Margaritaville lost its liquor license this week due to violations of state conduct rules. It was known widely to serve alcohol to those underage. Dun, dun, dun. Not long ago, I told you how in 2000 students weren't happy with the food service. Well, it appears the people in food service listened, and they made some changes after a survey was taken. If you missed the survey, this week's State Times, September 30 to October 4th, had a survey you could fill out. An Oneonta-based alternative rock band, the Jim James Band, had a CD release party at the Autumn Cafe this week. The album was called Silent Film. The band was formed here in 1995. They played many places along the East Coast. And they came back here to Oneonta in 1999, stuck around a while. They opened for a concert here for the opening act of Run DMC. Yeah. 25 years ago. And in sports, Liz McGrail from nearby Stamford was named Athlete of the Week for good reason. In women's soccer, Liz broke the all-time scoring record for men's or women's soccer with 122 points and counting, as she was still a senior. They're still playing. So the previous record had been 116. She had a good weekend, and one of the victories was a shout-out of the rival Hartwick College Hawks. Ooh. So that's some of the stuff that was going on here in the year 2000. Gonna wrap things up here. 11:49. Gonna pass the baton here to Johnny G in just a few minutes. Jukebox Journey. And I'll see you here next Tuesday. How about that? You come back. I'm gonna dance my way out of here today. I'm kind of a disco dancing mood. Take care. Have a good week ahead. It's the old professor. Going to do something professorial, I suppose, the rest of the day here. 90.9 WONY. Keep it locked.